The epistle to be read today for the Sunday within the octave of the Sacred Heart, which is also the third Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth ye strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. At that time, the publicans and the sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth not he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, laid upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who do not need penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. What man of you hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, the book of Exodus tells how Moses led the Israelites from Egypt and through the wilderness to Mount Sinai. There, God revealed himself and offered them a covenant. God promised them the land of Canaan. But because of their grave sins of idolatry and impurity, God then condemned them to wander in the desert until the generation that left Egypt had passed away. Thus, they wandered through the desert for 40 years in order to expiate for their sins. But during those 40 years, their ingratitude increased, even as they complained against God. In fact, of the 600,000 men that left Egypt, only two, Joshua and Caleb, saw the promised land. But after the Jews had wandered through the desert for some time, Moses brought them to a certain place where there was no water. And once again, they began to murmur and complain. They said to Moses, Why have you brought us to such a place? There is not even any water to drink. Moses, as he was accustomed to do at such times, went and prayed to the Lord. He begged God to help him, for the people were ready to stone him. The Lord said to Moses, Take your staff and call the people together. Then strike the rock, and it will give water for them. Moses then called the people together and stood before the rock. Then he took his staff and said to the people, "Hear, you rebels, must we draw water for you out of this rock?" Then twice he struck the rock with his staff, and water gushed out for all the people and the cattle. Now Moses had struck the rock twice, instead of only once, as God had commanded him. And he did this because he began to doubt if striking the rock would really indeed bring forth water. And thus he doubted God's words. And when God saw Moses' lack of faith by striking the rock twice, instead of once as he commanded, he said to him, "Because you have not believed me, you shall not lead the people into the land which I will give thee." As a punishment then, Moses was not permitted to enter the promised land. "Because you trespassed against me in the waters of contradiction in the desert of sin," God said, "thou shalt see the land before thee, which I will give to the children of Israel, but thou shalt not enter into it." And thus Moses brought the people to the promised land and even saw it. But he himself did not enter it. Now in today's gospel, our Lord tells us the parable of the lost sheep. He tells us the story about how the shepherd would leave all 99 of his sheep in the desert to go after the one which was lost. He would not stop searching until he found it. He would scale the mountains and search every valley until the lost sheep was found. And when he had found the lost sheep, he would rejoice. Our Lord then says that the joy this man experiences over having found his lost sheep is comparable to the joy that is in heaven when one sinner repents and does penance. Now, my dear faithful, our Lord gives us this parable to show just how much he loves us and desires our eternal salvation. For in a sense, we are all lost sheep. And our Lord is our good shepherd who will stop at nothing to find us. All of us, I'm sure, have lost something at one time or another. Whether it is a wallet, keys, or some type of treasure. We all know the feeling. Your one concern is to find whatever it is that was lost. It seems that nothing else in the world matters but that you find the lost item. And so it is with our Lord. It is as if nothing else matters to him than that he find us and lead us to love him in return for all he has done for us. And he will stop at nothing in order to be sure that this is accomplished. This should fill us with the greatest confidence and hope. In fact, a certain spiritual writer says, "One of the things which we most dishonor God is our want of confidence in him." In other words, a lack of confidence in God and his love and mercy is displeasing to him. And lack of confidence usually arises from a failure to realize all that our Lord has done for us in becoming a man. Just consider what we have received by the incarnation. Think about what our divine Savior has done for us. The Son of God loves us so much that he became a man, lived a life of so much labor and poverty, and suffered a death of so much agony and shame. And finally, he died nailed to a cross in order to obtain for us forgiveness and mercy of God in the restoration of sanctifying grace. God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. And seeing God deliver his Son to death, and even to the death of the cross, what will he not give us after he has given us his only begotten Son? And after all of this, shall we lack any confidence in his mercy and love? Should we refuse to hope that a Redeemer so full of goodness, who has ransomed us at the price of his precious blood, will deliver us from our sins and imperfections? Let us then, my dear faithful, have great confidence and hope in our Good Shepherd, who has done so much for us and continues to do so much for us. For any lack of confidence, our distrust is displeasing to God, and it is a great obstacle to attaining holiness and perfection. God showed us how displeasing a lack of trust to him is to him in the manner in which he dealt with Moses. Moses was punished for his distrust, and thus was forbidden to enter the promised land. Let us learn from this that no matter how difficult things may be, we must turn to our good God and loving Savior with confidence. We must never forget that he is always ready to help us, but we must go to him first by prayer. Ask and you shall receive, our Lord said. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. My dear faithful, the Sacred Heart of Jesus wants us to have great confidence in him, that he will never abandon us. That is why he told us the parable of the lost sheep. For like a good shepherd, he is willing to undergo anything, even death, to help one of us, his lost sheep. Yes, he would even be willing to suffer and die again, if it were possible, in order to save our souls. But we must do our part, and our part is to go to receive him in Holy Communion frequently, to go to confession often, to be faithful to our daily prayers, especially in the time of temptation, and to avoid the occasions of sin. If we strive to do these things, we can have the utmost confidence that when we are in trouble, our divine shepherd will leave the 99 in the desert to go after that which is lost. God bless you, and may you have a happy and blessed Father's Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.